No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. I'm here today with Guap Tarantino. How you living, man?
You did what I'm saying. I'm high. Fuck.
Yeah, you are?
Yeah, I'm geeked, though. I've been high since I landed.
We got something in common, then, too, bro. I've been smoking blunts all day doing other interviews, and now it's slowly, like, catching up to me. Like, holy shit, I got to power through these interviews off, despite the fact that I got so much kush up in my system, you know?
Yo, you got to pop a snatcher to get out here, man.
Yeah, yeah. I got an E-pill in my pocket. I'm going to take it halfway through this interview. I'm gonna take a perk. I got generic perks in my bag. I'm gonna take some of them and just power
perk
up.
I got a perk too.
Do you really? You go viral right off that. You want Percocet?
Yeah, man. Got it, man.
I always bring that shit up, and everybody always knows exactly what I'm talking about. That's like one meme that everybody has seen.
Nah, man, look, got it like that for real.
Yeah.
That my little cuz. I've been landing with him, shit, man. We be geeked up.
He walked in here and he was like immediately like, I need a bag of chips. I can't take this perk unless I get a bag of chips. And then we gave him a fucking soda. He put the perk in there. All of a sudden, he had a blue soda. And he was just, you know, that's what he's getting by off that, I guess. Yeah. You love that shit or what?
I love everything. Drugs now.
How old are you?
23. Yeah, I just turned 23, yeah.
Yeah. When you start doing drugs? Let's get right into the good shit.
Nah, like, shit. You saying do a drug, like, I'm doing crack.
Like, you're living under the bridge and shit. Also, for the record, Guap got like 10 of his homies in here right now.
No, for real.
Nah, the accusations is coming up.
Nah, like, you know, like, I tried it when I was like 15. I was about 15. Then I start, and then when I turned like 18, I started doing just perks. I wasn't smoking. I was just popping perks.
Right.
Drinking lean. Then eventually I started smoking.
Right.
And I just do all three of them.
What were you like as a young kid? Take us back to the childhood
I was
version.
I was bad, but I wasn't like just bad. Like, I ain't feel like I wasn't bad, but everybody used to say I was. You feel me? Like, I was like a clad clown. Putting you down type nigga.
Too much personality. The same reason that everybody likes you now is the reason why you probably weren't doing too good in school, and the teachers probably weren't too hyped on having you there.
Nah, it was like I used to do my work, or I had, you know, a girl or something do it, and then I used to disrupt the whole class. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like I always did my work, or I had my work done, but I just everybody else couldn't get their shit done because me.
You had too much personality. You were treating the class like a fucking stand-up comedy routine.
I was treating like whatever the hell I wanted to do. Teacher with that, though, they fuck
right.
with.
But you weren't getting in trouble. You weren't like getting suspended all the time. You were just pissing the teachers off.
Yeah, I was getting suspended and shit, but I ain't really like, it wasn't like, it was like once in a year where I get suspended for like slapping somebody or some shit.
Mm.
Other than that, I ain't just get caught. Yeah. You know, and then, yeah.
Right.
So it'd be like once a year I get suspended on some shit, on some crazy shit.
What's your
and then I would be at the end of the year.
You get arrested young or?
Hell no, I just always used to get caught by the police, but they never took me to jail.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? You never had enough evidence?
Yeah, they never had enough evidence.
Why? Because you had it stashed somewhere?
No.
They just couldn't find it?
Yeah, finessing is a blessing.
So,
you dig what I'm
where are you from exactly?
I'm from Atlanta. I'm from Zone C.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from Kirkwood. Hey, well, I stayed there. I stayed on the whole east side. What's Chapel?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from east side of Atlanta.
So you grew up? Did you grow up knowing how legendary Zone 6 is from a rap perspective?
Hey, yeah, that nigga Gucci had that shit on smash when I was goddamn getting older.
Right.
And then,
because you're young enough that you kind of grew up always knowing about Gucci and shit, right?
Yeah. So it's like, and then when my cousin got down, he got the shit on smash, so it's like.
Which one? Your cousin?
Future.
Oh, Future's your cousin.
Future's my
I didn't
cousin,
know that.
Yeah. So it's like, I just wanted to always grow up and had this shit on smash too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you were a teenager and you knew that your cousin was Future, and that were you like close with him, or were you like just aspiring to be close with him?
That my boy.
You knew him like real well?
That my boy.
Okay.
When I was 10 and I got 11, I got my first studio. He came to my house, tried to put the shit together.
For real?
Yeah.
Was he, when you were 11, so 12 years ago? Yeah. Oh, so you knew him before he was really a name.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I got cousins I ain't never talked to, so, and I don't give a fuck about ever talking to them.
I still got cousins. I'm still mean. I ain't no little guy in Key with my cousin until last year.
They're your cousins, too?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Why is everybody in Atlanta related?
Because everybody's with that.
Freak Nick. You guys are all Freak Nick babies.
Freak me, baby, in the 90s.
they're all nodding and shit.
It was going down.
You know anybody who was born, who was conceived at Freak Nick? That's a good question.
Shit, probably me. Oh, no, shit. That was back in the day.
You're like sitting around as a kid, your parents are telling you stories about Freak Nick, like as a bedtime story?
See, like, nah, they ain't really tell me like that. My daddy, he told me when he got out, like, he told me about it when he got out of jail. He ain't really tell me, like, growing up.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But I heard about that shit. I wish I was born then. I'm on that. I'm on the Freak Nick shit.
I think they got to take everybody's phones or something, because I feel like with social media, it's like a different thing. Because you ever see like all these videos of girls sucking on those cucumbers in the club?
Yeah.
That's the kind of shit I picture going down at Freak Nick.
Yeah. It's worse shit than that. This is 2019 Freak Nick, but they fucking on the everywhere. On the CNN sign, you're going to see some folk fucking on the CNN sign, man.
Definitely.
It going down in our town this summer.
This is the summer.
Nah, for real.
Wait, okay, so do you like, so you're like paying super close attention to Future's career, obviously, since he's your cousin and shit. And what was it like seeing him all of a sudden start blowing the fuck up, where in the course of a couple of years, he went from unknown to mega famous?
It was just like, you know, it was that shit like, to me, like, from my perspective, because, like, you know, I was, like, he was him, but I was still, like, in a fan perspective, but this was my cousin, you feel me? So I'm seeing all these folks, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just watching him, like, change, his music change and shit, and that shit just always, like, inspired me, you feel me? But I was doing music for, I was rapping and making rhymes and shit when I was 8.
Really?
But it was, like, seeing him, like, really made me want to, like, really try to do that shit.
Right.
Because, like, somebody that close can do that shit. I know I can really, really do that shit, too, you feel me?
And it's crazy, too, to think that, like, even before Future really blew up, he did that tape with Gucci. So you must have been like, holy shit, like, it's about to happen.
Man,
that was in the early days.
I knew it was finna happen, goddamn. I knew about the Rats on Rats song before everybody else.
Really?
So I already knew what the fuck was finna happen. I already knew what the fuck going on then. Telling everybody at school, like, man, my cousin finna blow up. Y'all don't even know it.
Okay.
Then, goddamn, a couple days later, that song came out, the Rats on Rats song.
Yeah.
And it been up ever since.
That's crazy. Damn, so you seen it up close
like
and
personal.
Ninth
grade. I remember that shit was ninth grade, because that's how I got cool, with, like, the scenes and shit. Cause it wasn't even just me. Like, all my cousins, like, who around my age, like, in school, like, they used to call us free band or shit like that, like,
right
in high school and shit, like.
They would just be gassing you up.
Yeah.
You can get clout off anything in high school.
Fuck that clout shit.
You don't call it that or what?
I call it that. It just shit. It just be like shit. That shit just a blessing, like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's a fact. All the good shit that comes with it. What do you think you're most motivated by? Money, fame, women?
Nah, like
Percocets.
Nah, it's really like myself and like being broke before, like, so it's like never not trying to go back to that. Motivate me, you feel me?
Right.
And wanting to do more shit for more people and my family and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like shit like that. Like that would keep me really going beside like myself and just the love I got for music. I love this shit. You feel me? I be in the studio every day.
Yeah. You got that workaholic mentality?
Hey, yeah. No days out type shit. Like,
mm.
I ain't got no studio. I'm mad type shit. Like, custom label and everything.
You got to have that mentality. I feel like once you start making the centerpiece of your life, like going to the club or some shit, that's when it starts falling apart for a rapper. But when I feel like by this point, motherfuckers know. Like,
I ain't really dropped no music in the year. I just been in the studio working with other artists. And everything. My last real mixtape was Geico. You feel me? I dropped Free Money that was a collab mixtape with a producer, and I dropped a little EP with Nav.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
How'd you get cool with Nav?
Man, it was just like, we just seen each other just click, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we was in Atlanta. And Future, Cash, them came to the studio, they just flew in, and we was at the studio, me, Future, Casino, a couple more, we was at the studio, and they came. And Future introduced me to him, and They just locked us in one, and we made like 5 songs one night. That night,
right?
The bitch was hard.
Is that your first Indian friend?
Yeah. Nah, Kyle Fitz, I got now. I had buddy back in the day. Ain't no way, but he was Mexican.
Okay.
That don't count.
Yeah, it's different. It's all a different country. But what do you think about working with Nav? Like what was that like? That was different than working with a lot of the normal dudes you work with.
Nah, it was regular. Cause I already like you know what I'm saying. I'm real comfortable. You know what I'm saying. I'm real comfortable with my music and how I record and just it. Period. Like the music studio. So it wasn't like, you know what I'm saying.
I used to make fun of Nav, but I'm a fan of him now. So I kind of feel bad about talking shit about him on Twitter back in the day. Not even talking shit. We just used to have jokes about him, but I gotta admit, he's pretty good.
Nah, cool. I fuck with him.
Yeah, he's hard. Okay, so you're just a kid. You're doing music since you were 8. You're watching Future. When did you first start to like find your groove musically or start to get any kind of recognition?
Man, like, shit. When I was like 14, 13 and shit, 12 and shit. Goddamn, I made my first mixtape when I was like 12, and I took it to school and gave it to all the kids in my grade.
Mm.
Goddamn. And then, goddamn, we were going to this skating rink, and goddamn, I was trying to get the DJ shit, play the music and shit. I was trying to do that shit like 2 years. They ain't started playing my shit. I was about, goddamn, 15.
Right.
But yeah, like, basically, I used to shit go to like every team. Anything teen on the east side, I used to go to that motherfucker 30 deep, 40 deep. Goddamn. Shit, you gotta get noticed. You come everywhere, goddamn, deep your head like that. So that's just really, and we just used to go perform at parties and shit. That shit just started getting bigger and bigger, and I started like putting like shit on like different little websites, shit like, SoundCloud and shit like that. Different folks started fucking with me and shit.
How are you pulling up 40 or 50 deep though? Like, I feel like it could be tough to assemble a squad that big.
Man, we was got
your whole neighborhood or what?
All stayed around. Like, it was this skating rink called Golden Glide.
Okay.
West Chapel.
So is the skating rink? Skating rink is kind of the spot you could get popping in Atlanta on a very, very underground level.
As a kid.
As a local level.
Yeah, as a kid. Okay. Yeah. So we were going to. So, you know, like, the Glide is on West Chapel. Everybody from everybody from the east side used to come that bit. Before you kept West, you get dropped off, walk that motherfucker. I done walked that motherfucker before, like, man, everybody used to get that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And just going there, getting a name there, you know, beating folks up, shit like that.
Yep.
Until folks start recognizing you, and then you go rap.
And you graduate to the real clubs later.
You gotta do something though for folks start fucking with you. You gotta jump folk, beat folk, you know.
You in the skating rink before until you hit like 18, and then you start hitting the 18 plus clubs.
Nah, I was doing that shit at 16.
You were getting
like
in the club.
I was going to the 18 and up clubs and shit. Uh-huh. We were going at 30 deep.
Really?
Yeah, cause like we was already known. So like say like a host or a promoter from the teen shit do the grown folks shit, they used to just get us in.
Right.
On some rap shit. So they used to let us come to the club and perform, but we used to come 30, 40 deep.
Uh-huh.
We were being grown folk ad too. And then I started getting mad and shit, cause I was really trying to take that rap shit serious. Then, you know, we claiming free band doing this shit. And it was like, we were slick making the name hot. You feel me? So it was like.
Damn, so you were making it hard for Future because you guys were going places and fucking shit up?
Hell nah, it was just like, we was just being full ass, screaming free van, and doing dumb shit. And
right.
You know, that wasn't the right way to do shit.
Okay.
But I started just like, really just taking that rap shit serious and shit. Just really just trying to move right and like move, you know what I'm saying? Trying to do the right shit. Right. And I ain't never had no, like my mama, she used to manage me and shit. And then like the older I got, the more like in the streets, I started like jumping out the porch and shit, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
So like it was a point when it got down, I was out the porch all the way. My mom, she was like, you wanna be out the porch? Then I ain't fucking with you with the rap shit. Shit like that, but she still helped sometimes, shit. But you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just had to learn this shit myself.
Uh-huh.
From like when I was like, really like 16 and a half, 17 type shit.
You dropped out?
No, hell no.
No, you finished? You did good in school?
I graduated.
Oh, hey.
Hey, I graduated. I can't remember my GPA though. It was high though, I think. It's been a long time. It wasn't fucked up.
I can't remember my SAT score. I hear people talk about that, I always wish I remember.
I ain't take all this shit. I just got my diploma, man. Shit. Fuck all that shit. I tried to go to college. I got kicked out.
For what?
I got kicked out because I was on academic probation for my attendance. I wasn't really going to school and shit, college and shit like that. Bullshit. Trying to make some money, drinking shit.
Having fun.
Yeah.
In the streets.
Yeah.
That kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got kicked out.
School don't like that.
Fuck this shit.
Okay, so when did your music start to like hit to the point where you really felt like it was like going somewhere though? You really started to get opportunities and shit.
I don't know, cause it's like shit, bro. I always felt like my shit was popping. It's like I had friends and shit. Out of town and shit, I know they playing my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Like Tess, goddamn. Tess, he from Baltimore. Goddamn, I know he playing my shit. You know what I'm saying? So I know he goddamn folk fucking. Like, I just knew I had to keep going. Like, if I really wanted to do it, like, I know how this shit go.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to grind for that shit.
You seem like you're like hella tapped in, you know everybody, and you got all these relationships that you kind of, that you, like, you understand the value of, like, being able to network with people and know everybody and shit.
Hell yeah. Like, hey, I had to learn all this shit myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like fucking up over and over, like with different shit with the music. Just learning this shit myself.
Definitely.
Getting it all the way together.
What's your lifestyle like at this point? Like, what are you doing in LA for BET?
I've been performing I had a couple performances on Thursday, yesterday. And then I really just been in the studio working, like, that's what I do, so.
Out here too?
Yeah. So I just been in the studio. Me and the gang, we've been in the studio all night and shit, working and shit. That really be the main thing, like having songs, bro. You just gotta always have a song. You gotta always be working.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Over with.
What's your favorite music of yours? Like your favorite shit that you put out that you're most proud of?
My favorite
your shit, like musically, like just the shit that you're the most proud of, or that you think represents you the best. If you had to tell somebody to go listen to your shit that isn't familiar.
Block boy, that shit got down. You know, it really like me.
Uh-huh.
Feel me? Block boy and casual, that new shit I just dropped. That shit true. Fucking these hoes casual. That shit casual now. Making money. This shit casual now.
You got hoes?
Hey, yeah, I got a lot of hoes. No, but I don't entertain all of them, but I have a lot of hoes.
Right.
Clean you down.
You mean you don't entertain them? Like, you ain't got time for all that?
Yeah, like entertain them. Like, yeah, I ain't really got time for this shit, but I got a lot of hoes. That's for sure.
You're trying to make sure they don't take you off your pivot?
Like, bad. I have more hoes than clothes, man. You dig what the fuck I'm saying? Shut up.
Not the girlfriend type? You couldn't do it?
Man, like, I try this shit, man. I'm just not that type.
Yeah.
I can be a girl, like, best friend, or, like, I can be there for a girl. It's just certain boyfriend shit that I just can't get with.
Right.
Ain't on that type of time.
You're moving at your own speed.
Yeah.
Definitely.
For sure.
You get shot?
Yeah, I got shot.
When?
When I was 19.
I saw the there was a video of you talking about it, but I'm like, I'm not watching that. I'm going to ask him about it.
Yeah, I got shot when I was 19.
What happened?
Some humble shit. Nigga, I got down. Young nigga outside, we was at that little party shit in the apartment. And some niggas outside, you know, bullshitting with some other niggas. The nigga got, you know, shooting up the party. You know what I'm saying?
So it wasn't like your beef. It wasn't something specific to you. It was just some bullshit that you happened to be around for?
Yeah, hell no. Nigga, I really ain't got beef with nobody. You feel me? Like, I stopped all that beef shit like when I was like 18 type shit. Like, I was getting a lot of money. Kyle got down too. I was getting a lot of money by then, so I ain't really kept too much about all this stupid ass shit.
Yeah.
So everybody really, it was like some humble shit. You know what I'm saying? I was just wrong place, wrong time.
Uh-huh.
Feel me? But It did what it did.
Where'd you get shot?
I sat on the side of my stomach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that shit, it went in and out, though.
Did that make you rethink being a larger man? It might have, like, not even hit you if you, like, were a little smaller.
Hell no. The doctor said, goddamn, if I was skinny, I would, oh, it. That shit would have shot a kidney or some shit.
Right, because you feel like if you hit the fatty part, then it's going to be all good. It could go right through that. You'd be fine.
It went right through that shit.
Right.
Yeah.
So you weren't in the hospital for, like, weeks and shit? You were
hell
all good?
Nah, I wasn't in the, hell no. I ain't gonna never wish to be skinny, bro. Clean you down.
You don't like that?
No.
You don't have it even in the back of your head? Like, damn, I want to fucking get it together.
My shit together. Yeah, you talking about my shit together. I'm doing everything skinny man doing. It'd be whole from the side and out.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It's good to know everything's still functioning, yeah.
Yeah, this shit work.
I've been trying to get in shape, man. I'm fucking working on it, man.
Yeah, I've been getting in shape, though, like, for, like, music. You get what I'm saying? Shows and shit. Not for, like, lose weight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean,
I lost weight, though. I lost a lot of weight, bro.
There's a special place for, like, fat dude rappers that are, like, they're, like when you see, like, a Rick Ross who can take his shirt off and he's fat as hell and he still looks cool. That's a very important lane.
I ain't that type. I ain't no Rick Ross that nigga, though.
You don't take the shirt off?
Hell no.
Rick Ross kind of lost a shitload of weight, though.
Yeah, he lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
But I ain't on Rick Ross time. Okay. I'm on Big Guap time. Yeah. No, nah, because, like, my music, I make up-tempo hype music, so it's like, shit, right. You going to think you on stage with a skinny nigga.
That's even more of a reason. Yeah, when I first heard you, I definitely thought that I was listening to some young-ass little boy, because you got that super, like, up-fucking voice and shit. You got high-pitched voice and everything.
My shit ain't high pitch.
You don't think?
Hell no. My shit deep.
Deep.
Shit deep, bro.
What who are you, like, really, like, influenced by when you think about your style? Like, who you sort of, like, gave you the flow that you have?
I mean, like, I really just listen to, like, Slime and Pluto, you feel me? I just really listen, you know, or, like, people I know. Or I'm myself, like, and you ride with me, you listen to my song. I got a million songs you gonna listen to. All me and them bitches.
Mm-hmm.
So I just really just like, I just be like playing with music. Like, I just be so comfortable. Like, I just, it's just a feeling, like, man, it's just a feeling with music that nigga get. And I just be walking on beats. Yeah. I might walk a beat different ways. Like, I got a lot of, like, I wanna play songs that really sound the same. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So but I'm influenced by, like, you know, Future Thug, shit like that.
You punch in?
Yeah.
You don't ever write anything down, right?
Hell no.
No, it's old school.
That shit over with. I ain't writing shit. I done forgot to spell some shit.
That's a good point. People probably, like, all think that rappers have, like, well, no, I don't think anybody thinks rappers have good spelling. But the fact that nobody's writing anything down, you don't even got practice writing anything down.
Yeah. You ain't got to write shit down. Unless you sign your name on the check.
Where'd the name Guap Tarantino come from?
Well, shit, my name was Guap already.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So then, like, 12th grade, goddamn, I saw that movie. It was a movie made by Quentin Tarantino. So I had, like, the net. I made a song, and I was like, Guap Tarantino, said some shit. I was just like, Guap Tarantino. And I was like, man, that shit kind of hard. So, shit, I just killed this shit.
A lot of people hate Quentin Tarantino.
I don't give a damn. A lot of people love Guap Tarantino.
So you consider yourself completely removed from him?
Yeah. His movie's fire, though.
No, his movies are fire, but he's kind of weirdo. If you ever watch, like, interviews with him and shit, he's intense. I like him, honestly, but a lot of people get on his ass about all that shit.
A lot of people get on my ass about a lot of shit.
Do they? What do they get on your ass about?
A lot of shit, bro. I be doing a lot of shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I be tripping sometimes. That's why I got to stay high.
Yeah.
I be geeked up.
Quiet, you'd be an asshole if you weren't? You'd be super aggressive and shit?
People say I be bipolar. I don't know. I don't see it.
People Gemini, think you're bipolar?
Bro. Yeah, I'm a Gemini, bro. So.
Yeah.
They say it's because of that, all that. I don't know. I might be bipolar. I ain't give a fuck.
That's interesting. Yeah, I don't think anybody ever thrown that at me. I just get people telling me I'm too negative, too critical.
Critical?
Yeah. Just everything. I'm just like, you know, somebody will walk in the room and start talking. I'll just be like, yo, you gotta shut the fuck up. This is stupid. Like, I don't want to hear that. And like, I'll just, somebody will pull me aside later and be like, bro, you're tripping. Like, you don't have to be that aggressive with people.
Hell nah, yo, goddamn. Yo, goddamn, interrogating the guy.
I'm from the East Coast. I feel like we're just like way too intense. Like on the West Coast, people don't understand the way that people in like New York talk to each other because we're too aggressive. We're too fucking.
Yeah, I can see that though, cause we do talk like a different way.
But everybody in Atlanta is hella friendly and shit. You guys got a different demeanor down there.
Shit, cause we just be kicking shit. Yeah. We be really chilling.
It's like the most laid back, friendly state.
We be chilling, but we be on the bullshit too though.
Yeah.
But we be chilling though, majority of the time.
I don't really see that side of it, you know. I get to see the rappers being nice to each other. I don't really get to see any of the negative stuff really. I read about it.
Yeah. That's the beauty of it.
Facts. All right, so what do you got coming out? Like, what's the plan in terms of new releases and shit that you want people to look out for?
I'm finna drop the goddamn, this Charge 'Em Up mixtape finally. I'm finna drop this motherfucker. I've been holding this motherfucker saying goddamn for a minute. For real, like, fan be saying crazy shit in my DM, on my comment. I be writing nigga back. That nigga had be tripping.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
But people are thirsty as fuck for it, huh?
They thirsty as fuck. They want this shit. I'm finna drop, though, for sure. I'm finna drop any day now.
Okay.
Any day now. Whenever I post a cover, it's going down.
Damn. All right, I'm ready.
Yeah, so any day.
That's what's up.
It's up.
Need that.
They've been waiting for this shit because, like, over the last year, even though I ain't really dropped nothing, I've been on a lot of people goddamn albums.
I totally like found out about you off features more than your own shit, and then I went and watched it on YouTube and listened to some tapes and shit.
Yeah, like features. I've been on a lot of folks shit this past year, just by, you know, just working and shit.
It stood out a lot to me too. Just like, damn, who is that guy? I gotta go. Like multiple different times, I went to be like, who is that? And then I went and looked at the track list and it was you. And I was like, oh, all right.
Appreciate it, bro.
See, there it goes. That's how it happens.
Yeah, this beauty. But hell yeah, man, I'm finna drop though this shit. My nigga been working hard as fuck, so it's like, this finna be like, I just been waiting to drop this shit because it's like a stepstone for all my new music that I got. I got new shit that's going crazy, but it's like this mixtape, I've been holding on to the mixtape so long getting it together. Mm-hmm. It's like, I can't even drop this new shit that I want to. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go ahead and drop this shit so I can go ahead and just flow it.
It's always like the other rappers that you're working at a different pace than what you can put out, so you're always like at a different level than what the public knows about.
Yeah.
All right, well, you gotta send me the unreleased shit too, all right?
I seen some shit. I got shit. I seen some shit
from my song. Seen some shit. All right. Guap Tarantino. It's good getting to meet you, man.
Yeah, for sure, man.
No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, Free Band Gang.
You did what I'm saying.
I'm going to put my application in at some point, man.
Yeah.